Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, don't get too concerned about that weather report, because I'm sitting here with some special guests and we're going to be talking about a great, wonderful outdoor event tomorrow. And we're saying it's just going to be sunny and nice, maybe some scattered clouds. But we're going to have good weather tomorrow, all right? So just put that right away. So this morning, I'm very pleased to have with me Sarah and Michael Weaver from Indigo 68. And this is a group, a local group, of very highly motivated, talented, created, and passionate young visionaries dedicated to working and sharing within our community. And one of the things they're starting out with is a free community event promoting wellness, sustainability, faith, and hope. And it's going to be held on the Sonnewald Farm tomorrow, Wednesday, August 6th. So they have a wide selection of socially conscious individuals, groups, organizations, initiatives, and business. And we're going to talk about that because it's such a powerful group of very different things coming together for a common cause. And it's something a little different for our community. We've had business fairs and health fairs that were medically oriented, but this is an event that's sort of pulling everything together from this area and right outside our area. So it's going to be so much fun and exciting. So welcome, Sarah and Michael.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah. I told him, I said, they must be getting like really excited because this is tomorrow and this is a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. It's pulling together a lot of different people. So I'm going to encourage people. Michael, what's that website? I want them to go there and see all the people that are coming.
They can go there by going to www.8-6-day.com. And if you click on the, I think there's a link
see
for
who's coming.
See Who's Coming. Yeah. It'll pull up the list of everyone that's RSVP'd so far.
Yeah, and that is the name of the event, 8-6-day, so you'll all know that. That's August 6th day, which is just perfect. So you just have to see this list of people who are going to be out here, and so many names that I know, and people who have been on our radio show, too, like Dr. Christina Chambreau, mm-hmm. the holistic veterinarian. There's all kinds of things here. There's people with food. There's people with energy work. There's, help me out here.
People with art. People with a story to share.
Some of the larger prominent charity organizations in the area.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that you were able to get all these people to come together. And, the Jewish Community Center, mm-hmm. There's the York County Time Bank, there's the Rail Trail. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that I have not seen at events like this coming out to share a little bit about what they have for the community.
Yeah, Michael mm-hmm. and I were amazed at how receptive the community was to this event. And how excited they are. I mean, it really helped us, fuel our planning.
I'm sure. And you've got people from the Lancaster area mm-hmm. here, people mm-hmm. from Dillsburg, people from Maryland, Gettysburg, York, Hanover. I'm telling you, they're from all over. And it's just so cool to see that many people with that many different things. So what a great day this will be, just walking around and seeing what's out there that we just didn't know about.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't. I mean, because, I hear a lot of things. And I'll tell you, there are people here that I said, oh, I didn't know that was in this area. Mm-hmm. So, and I love that.
And that was one of Indigo 68. Our goal was to just show people what was in the community already.
Yeah.
And people just aren't aware of it. And we wanted to bring that to the forefront. Like, look, York has a wealth of knowledge and information and activities and groups. Why not have them all come together?
So is that how this all sort of got started in your minds?
Well, our group is very diverse. We're all very different people, but we also share a lot in common. And those differences, we sort of celebrated that. And everyone contributed to reaching out to the different types of wellness organizations and different groups. And I think that diversity helped us because the people that I had invited are not the same people that Scott invited and Han invited, and
Malcolm.
we all sort of
picked an area and
that we were familiar with.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you have a pretty diverse background. I mean, I know Sarah, you come from a health background with mm-hmm. nutrition with the surgical center at Hershey Med.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
And Michael, you are on the business side of management.
Yeah, I also am a Penn State grad. I'm a psychology major.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we all have...
Go State. I'm a Penn State grad,
hey,
too.
I am, too.
See, there. Yeah. We, already,
it's
that's
a connection.
Commonality.
See, one name. Indigo.
Our team member Scott's also on the Penn State team.
Okay, interesting. But that's quite a background. Well, you know, the psychology stuff is really beneficial with your management. I'm sure you found mm-hmm. that in that side of the business as mm-hmm. well. People don't think of that. They always think business degree. But when you think about how you're successful in business, mm-hmm. it's really more the psychological. It's the connection
yeah.
part. It's the connecting
and
with
the
people.
And the communication.
And the communication. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about tomorrow, because besides over 150 vendors, which I just it blows my mind, you know, you're going to be doing things with yoga. You're going to have food. You're going to have art,
mm-hmm.
Musicians.
We're going to have some workshops throughout the day.
Yeah.
Some special exhibitions.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about those. I saw some of those because, you know, there it's more than just going to see booths and finding out information. But I encourage everybody to do that, because this is different from your typical fair, because people are there to talk to
they
you.
They are.
Yes.
They're
they
really there to share what they do and mm-hmm. tell you more about it, and, you know, gives them an opportunity to really... you know, reach out to people. But besides that, you know, you have this schedule of great events and a lot of yoga demonstrations
mm-hmm.
and different mm-hmm. types of yoga.
Yeah, we really wanted to represent the yoga community.
Yeah, because people think of yoga as this sort of airy fairy thing, but, you know, they don't realize the health benefits
exactly.
of yoga for all ages.
Yeah, and everyone's stressed, so everyone can use
yeah,
yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. Because are you doing something for yoga for kids?
Yes, there's a yoga for kids class.
Okay, and kids love it.
They do, mm-hmm. and they're phenomenal at it.
Yeah, well, of course, because they can move in bed.
Yeah.
Like, some of us are past that age when we're moving that easily. But you know, they just love that. But still, for our more mature people in the community, it also helps them, you know, helps their body, helps the movement, helps flexibility, mm-hmm. which helps their balance. I mean, it's just like it works so many different things.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, but I'm sure a lot of these people also do yoga with that in mind mm-hmm. For those of us that are, you know, not as flexible.
And I want to mention that because I've actually worked with Mike and Malcolm to create a new type of yoga that is for anyone. You don't have to be flexible. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be strong. So definitely you want to come out tomorrow night and see it. It's going to be under the moon, and we'll have lights, and it will be fun.
All right. Well, now tell me, now you have to give us just a little bit more than that. So how does that give you the benefits of yoga? It's still of movement.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's more, instead of a sun salutation, it's a lunar flow.
Oh.
So
okay.
It's more relaxing to the body, but we added a component of we're going to make the yoga interactive. So it's kind of going to be a wave. Mm-hmm. So someone's going to start and then pass it around the circle.
Okay.
To kind
All
of
right.
create a different feel that's never been done in a yoga class before.
All
and
right.
we're... Tomorrow's our first premiere, and we're just...
Oh, I like that. It's sort of reminds me of like the Lomi Lomi in Hawaii.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're getting that whole wave mm-hmm. effect and that
yeah.
movement. And...
I was joking with her. It almost looks like a dance at some parts
yeah.
because the idea is to slow the poses down when you're going into them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and you're right. Anybody could do that.
Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could do that. But do you think that is most effective when it's with a group of people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yoga is about
thinking.
A community.
Yeah.
It really is. And
so to really get the effect of that, it's not really something you're going to do at home yourself
yeah.
to mm-hmm. get the,
it's
the
meant
same
to
effect.
It's be for the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you get that
exactly.
whole wave thing. Okay.
And then we've added the luminetic display as well to help
yeah.
Create a flow.
And our plan eventually is to have live music kind of interacting with mm-hmm. all those components.
Okay, but I like that because mm-hmm. it's all vibration.
It is. Exactly.
It's all vibration. And so the music adds to that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and the movement adds to that, mm-hmm. and the light adds to that.
Pressure waves, light waves, and indigo waves.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the LED, I don't think of that as the same type. To me, that's just not a warm light.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that it's, how does
it's,
that work for
it's
you?
Actually really surprising. It's warm.
Yeah. And as far as the color and the intensity of the light, we can modify and adjust it throughout the flow. So
okay.
It's both bright enough, but not abrasive to the eyes. So it's kind mm-hmm. of just this nice background, and your body just kind of attunes to it over
okay.
time. It's great.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting because I know when they first came out with these LED lights for like Christmas lights.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember thinking, oh, I don't like that because, mm-hmm. you know, I was used to sort of that warm incandescent mm-hmm. light mm-hmm. and that feel for that. Now they have changed, you know, since they first came out, but I'll be curious.
Yeah.
Well,
that
we'll be having a live feed.
Yep.
So it will all be recorded and up on our website. So,
if you can't get out to the event, you can go to www.indigoelements.com, and we'll have a live feed running that whole day. So.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Sarah and Michael after this quick break.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Service. Our racing report and Real Country Radar weather coming up.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and my guests today are Sarah and Michael Weaver, and they're from Indigo 68, and we're talking about a fabulous event that they are helping put together. They're really the impetus behind it out at Sonnewald Natural Foods tomorrow, and we're just talking about all the wonderful things that are going to be out there and the vendors. But there's also, besides that, I want everybody to know there's music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's a schedule for that. I'm looking through my papers here. There's a schedule for that as well. And so that'll be interesting, too. I mean, some of these concerts, I mean, these are people, quite frankly, I haven't heard of before.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be amazing. Is it mostly musical instruments? Is
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. All right.
Yeah, only I believe one of the bands is spoken word, but the rest of them are all.
Yeah, and I like that, spoken word. So
mm-hmm.
it's like poetry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, poetry is music.
Exactly.
We actually had the privilege of seeing Jessica and Jennifer perform at the Equality Fest. So
it's powerful.
Pretty amazing. You don't want to miss it.
Okay. All right, everybody. So that's 3:15 tomorrow out at Sonnewald. And so here's one, water for breathing.
Mm-hmm. That's Cody. We met him at the Quality Fest as well, and he was a late ad we put on there. We offered to anyone that really impacted us that day, we offered them to come on short notice to the event, and it's amazing that all four acts there signed up for us.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that the water for breathing, I mean, I can, you know how you love the sound of water.
Yeah.
So is that what he incorporates into his music?
You know, I haven't actually had a chance to ask him about that yet.
We're excited to have conversations with the artists. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody loves to sit next to a waterfall or people who have fountains. I mean, we have fountains out at our place, and there's just nothing better than that. It's so calming.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I just love that he has that. And all right, so this one just really catches my eye, like a mountain, like a tiger.
Oh, yes.
So there's some real stability and some real energy there.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, so.
Scott did a really good job going out and forming this lineup. And all the musicians have been very generous and have donated use of their equipment. Some of them have donated gift cards, so it's.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And I love that they can work together like that.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
You know, and share things because they're all coming here together. Mm-hmm. Now, the concerts, like when you get out there, so tell everybody, because there are a number of people that are familiar with Sonnewald. When you come out to Sonnewald, where do you actually go for the festival?
The festival is off Lefevre Lane. So when you're driving off of Stoverstown Road, you take a right past that cemetery, and they'll kind of drive in through the back of the property. So it's not the store. It's around the back.
Okay, so it's actually where Grace used to live.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, it's right behind
Grace's
house.
So if people know that, it's like you're on Stoverstown. You drive by the church where you would turn to go into Sonnewald, and you go past there and turn as you're
going
into...
We'll have lots of signs.
Yeah, into Grace's old place. I just have to think that Grace has got to be loving this on the other side.
Indeed.
Well, we're thankful for her because that's how we met Willa. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, through the 6-8 connection.
Oh, so now how did you get hooked with Grace?
You're doing it.
Well, Mike and I share the same birthday, and 6-8, and we got married on the same birthday, and one of our friends gave us the newspaper clipping about Grace's memorial, which was on June 8th.
Oh,
okay. And we just had to send an email to Willa and her team because we were like, hey, look at this connection. Mm-hmm. And we ended up having a wonderful meeting with her, and her passion and our passions just mixed up, and, you know, here we are, and she's going to be... having a booth about the Sonnewald Life Institute, and we're just so excited for her to really allow her vision to be seen by the public. And
yeah, because this will
really
be the first time that's really gotten out. It reminds me a lot. I don't know what Willa's goals and thing, but it makes me think of the Rodale Institute. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Grace was very much in tune with things like that, mm-hmm. and probably was in tune with the Rodale as well because that was her background. I mean, she was just a phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that that's the direction that Will is going. So we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Indeed.
We'll come to the event, learn more about the Sonnewald Life Institute.
Yeah, when she's out tomorrow, because I know for her, education.
Oh, yeah. Education is going to pave the way for the future.
Yeah, and she does that out of the store. There's the whole book section, mm-hmm. and the whole idea is to have people that are knowledgeable there that can really talk to people about the different things.
Yep, knowledge is power. That's what Willa always says.
Yeah, but it truly is, and I can hear her say that.
I know.
So, I think that this is just a natural connection, isn't mm-hmm. it? Isn't it just amazing how things like that happen? Like
we just met her in June.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have the venue until early July.
Yeah.
I mean, this has just come together in a month. It's
just unbelievable. I know from doing things like this in my business days when I was involved with in chambers and commerce and things. I mean, this would be like a year long thing.
Right.
A year long planning. So for you guys to pull this together in a month and a half, barely.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show the power of the energy behind this.
Exactly. And we want to inspire the community that, with a group of 7 people who stayed focused and stayed communicating and really just reached out, you can pull something like this off. And you don't have to have finances. I mean, you really can just work together with what the resources you already have.
But it's the connections. It's you reach this person, you reach that mm-hmm. person, they talk to them, and it's it is amazing, the connections with people. So, and here in our community, and out, like I said, you've got people from Baltimore, Dillsburg, Lancaster.
Yeah. Sign them all together.
And people, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of great, as you could imagine, coming out to Sonnewald, a lot of great nutritional
mm-hmm.
information,
oh, yeah.
a lot of great wellness information. There's some vendors here that are phenomenal in our area. And a couple there from Lancaster, I go to hear them speak monthly, down in Lancaster. And it's just the information that they can bring to us about different ways of healing mm-hmm. and different things and different ways of working with the regular medical profession.
Exactly.
It's not like you don't have to make a choice this or that.
There's so many options.
Right. They actually work together.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out what are the best paths to work together and when is it best to use this versus that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to get some other opinions and other information about things that are out there that you just might not be aware of.
Exactly.
So, and everybody is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has a different healing path. So what works for me may not work for you, Michael. Mm-hmm. May not work for you, Sarah.
Indeed.
Right. So to have people say, all right, here are different routes and see what works for you. So this mm-hmm. is, I'm very excited to be out here. So, and then how about this lantern? Tell me about that because the picture of that is just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been drawn to, like, launching and the symbology of letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to end the event with this unifying launch that represents everyone coming together on the same property, on the same day, with, you know, one similar mission. And it's just going to be a beautiful display mm-hmm. of what this community is doing.
Yeah, so explain to everybody what it actually is and what it'll look like.
So they, you, Michael, go ahead and take this.
Well, we'll be doing the lunar yoga prior to this lantern launching. So we're going to immediately after the lunar yoga is done, we're going to assemble everyone in that area. So we'll have the LED lighting all over the place there.
Right, so you're going to have this massive LED lighting that.
You got
so think Christmas lights, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Think wonderful, bright Christmas lights, moving lights. So this would be fabulous for kids. And when you say lantern, I'm going to just sort of describe this to people. I'm thinking it's going to look like a square mm-hmm. kite with a light inside
exactly.
it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very
good.
And it's paper, and I think it's completely biodegradable, so it sticks with our sustainability mission.
Right, right. So wherever that goes. And how does it actually go up? What is powering
hot
it?
Air.
Yeah, hot air.
Heat.
Okay, all right. Okay, so as it goes up, so is it a candle or what?
Yeah, there's a fuel source with it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down, there's no fire
nope.
hazard.
Nope.
I'm just putting that out there for everybody. So don't worry about this coming down and starting anything, but I'm just thinking how fabulous that would be for children.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like for all of us. You know, we're all kids at heart. But, I mean, what a wonderful display that will be for them and to participate in
exactly.
that. Exactly. And to just be there for the whole thing. So,
So
that's also why this is going later in the evening. Mm-hmm. So you have the benefit of having the darkness.
Exactly.
So the light really comes out. So, really, I'm just so excited
about
this.
I wanted to also add that our concert Scott was fortunate enough to secure a lighting ring as well, so we will have a very nice display of lighting for the concert.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice, because I was thinking that, too, so it's not going to be that dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, how fun would this be?
Mm-hmm.
So people could even just, like, hang out. I mean,
yeah, come hang out. Walk around.
Bring chairs.
Yeah.
Yep. Bill Kaiser went and picked up, I think, 50 hay bales?
Straw bales.
Okay, all right. I'm the same thing. I always say hay bales. Okay, all right. That's seating. I love that.
Yeah.
So there's actually a auditorium of straw bales.
Of sorts, yep.
But, you know, hey, we're all used to that around
mm-hmm.
here, you know. So, and again, that is just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So fun for everybody. What a great family event. I love that this is so
mm-hmm.
family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times you have things like this that it's just adults only.
Exactly.
But I'm sure that the vendors are also keeping that in mind that there's going to be kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's going to be fun things for kids to explore and find
out
about.
Well, the property alone is beautiful for kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just if you haven't been out there to Sonneville, this is just wonderful. So is there anything, because we've only got about 2 minutes, believe it or not, is there anything that we want to bring up that we haven't talked about yet that you guys can think of?
Well, I would definitely check out our website, www.indigoelements.com, and you can see a pictorial display of all of our initiatives. And we'll have our team member, Hannah, stationed at this booth. And
Basically, if anyone's interested at the event, you can just go to the elements table and Hannah will give a little demonstration and show you what the elements are all about.
And where Indigo 6-8 is going.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I love that. And because I definitely think, Sarah, Michael, we should get back together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And talk about where this is going instead of just focusing totally on the first of many events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you actually have something there that actually talk about your
mm-hmm.
initiatives and the thought and the theory behind
exactly.
where you're going and with your research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that
exciting things.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things coming out, and it's going to be very interesting. So, everybody, please take advantage of this in our community. Hopefully, it will be an annual event. But I think you're going to be surprised and just tickled when you see everybody who's out there and all the different things and how much fun this is going to be for everybody. So bring the kids at heart, and enjoy the day out there and find out more about Indigo 68 and find out about Willa's new thing with Sonnewald, the Sonnewald Institute, because how wonderful for our community to have that type of educational endeavor.
Yeah, we're very lucky to know Willa and to have her in our community. She's completely given us a new vitality.
Yeah, and she's been a great role model.
A great role model.
Yeah. Willa's open, and she's got all kinds of great ideas. And so I think you guys are like a perfect match. Mm-hmm. All right. So we gave everybody your website. They know mm-hmm. how to get a mm-hmm. hold of you.
Yeah.
And also they know that you're going to be there
yep.
at a tables, and they can talk to you at the event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie.
So,
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute, and thanks for being here.
Yeah.
All righty.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Jackie LeBeau will be back in just a moment.
Here's something.
Okay, everybody. Well, that was fun this morning. So remember, that's tomorrow, August 6th, 8-6 day out at Sonnewald. And there's going to be so much out there. So run out there and take advantage of that. I forgot to say the hours.
8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Thank you. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So come and go, you know, different times of day if you want, but that's a long day, and I'm sure at some point you'll be able to just like pop in there and take advantage of that. So I also want to remind everybody, as always, that if you'd like to get in touch with me, I have offices in Hanover and York. You can call my office number at 717-968-5289, and also visit my website, which is jackielebeau.com, JACQUILEBEAU.com. Okay, also, I want to tell everybody I've got a couple workshops coming up. On August 4th, I'm going to be doing an animal communication workshop at VCA Veterinary Clinic in Lancaster. So I'll have more information about that on my website. That's going to be a fun day. And I also have an Opening Your Intuition, Tap Into Your Natural Psychic Abilities, coming up here in Hanover on Saturday, October 11th at the Eichelberger Professional Center. So that's a morning class from 9 to 1. So it gives you all a chance to sort of develop your own intuitive voice and find out how you can use intuition to make your daily life easier. So lots of fun there, and they're coming up in October. So again, you can find out more information on my website. So, this has been fun, and I look forward to being with you again next week. But I'm going to hold on here for just a minute. And I just wanted to tell you one more thing about things that are coming up here. I want to remind you again about 8-6 Day, and know that besides all the vendors that are there with wonderful information about good health sources, good nutrition, there's also a special guest that had been on here before, Dr. Christina Chambreau, about homeopathic remedies and healing for animals. There's going to be music, there's going to be workshops, and lots of fun for kids. So take advantage of this. It's the first time in our community, and it's going to be a fabulous day. So again, everybody, we'll see you next week for more Heart to Heart and another special guest. See you then. Bye-bye.